curds, but Billow tastes like cake. I stuff my face with afterwards and wash it down with hush. Dessert must wait till afterwards, like hunch or flack or crush. And my dessert won't be dessert, that word is tough to chew. I'll have a word that's sweet and curt, like pony, nip, or blue.
On Poets and Farts. Why do poets always talk about the ocean's waves, about their single file march to shore, and yet never talk about my grandmother's farts, which arrive in time one after the other with equal regularity? Are these poets too holy to comment on anything less than nature's flashiest gestures? Are we going to spend another millennia searching for meaning in sunsets and waterfalls? Or will we finally turn our ear to Grammy's rump and away from all that pretty stuff, and hear that foul, muted trumpet sing, marking the end of an era? Chameleon. I put a chameleon on a red dildo. He blushed. Flowers. On the 3rd of June, at a minute past 2, where once was a person, a flower now grew. 5 daisies arranged on a large outdoor stage in front of a 10-acre pasture of sage. In a changing room, a lily poses. At the DMV, rows of roses. The world was much crueler an hour ago. I'm glad someone decided to give flowers a go. Hell waits. Hell waits in a doctor's office, tapping his shoe against a loose strip of carpet, holding a magazine in front of his face, trying to look professional whilst eyeing the children's toys. Alfred.
You're a bunny, Alfred. Quit all this elephant bullshit. Look at your little bunny ears. Look at your adorable whiskers. Do elephants have little bunny ears? Do they have adorable whiskers? No, they don't. You can't just wake up one day and decide to be an elephant, Alfred. The world doesn't work like that. There are rules, Alfred, and you want to stomp all over them. Get over yourself.
Suits. The influx of suited men on the airport's moving walkway transformed it into a conveyor belt. Sully. Sully suffers from a stutter simple syllables will clutter stalling speeches up on beaches like a sunken sailboat rudder. Sully strains to say his phrases, sickened by the sounds he raises. Strings of thoughts come out in knots. He solves his sentences like mazes. At night, he writes his thoughts instead and sighs as they steadily rush from his head. Old Sea Captain. Ye old sea captain, you know, briny breath, one squinting eye, chewing a waterlogged pipe, squatting on a dock post. A bearded cauldron blabbering bullshit, crashing through anecdotes like a radio dial through waves of white noise. Living legend he is, a great American archetype. So grab your digital cameras, you yuppie fucks. Fitting. How fitting, she thought to herself, or just thought, as she was the only person to whom she had ever thought. How fitting, she thought, that her words, after tumbling in her head all day, came out shrunken like they were meant for a child. You. How, may I ask, did you get so you, you beautiful, true-to-you doer? I've met many today, but can honestly say that I've never met anyone youer. The flirt. I could make an easy joke to get you laughing, something about a cat and then the word pussy being used ambiguously. I could tell a sad story to get you crying, like how I had a single mother who started selling handmade yo-yos to support her only child. I could tell you an interesting fact to get you nodding, like how carpets were first made in the hopes that all of the world's grass would one day be replaced by carpets, or, as they called them, comfy grass. I could tell you a scary story to get your teeth chattering, something about a really old man sitting in a squeaky rocking chair pointing at you. What are you in the mood for? My rabbit's foot.